This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
PC sales plummet.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a global perspective on business and economics. A new report from the research firm IDC says personal computer sales are falling fast all around the world. The drop in shipments last quarter was the worst drop since IDC began tracking PC sales almost 20 years ago. The BBC's technology correspondent Mark Gregory joins us from London with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so is this a worldwide shift away from PCs?
Yes, it seems to be. We're seeing this 14% drop in the latest quarterly sales of PCs as people increasingly switch to smartphones and tablet computers. And this is something that's happening as much in the developing world as well as in the rich countries. People who are adopting computing for the first time, they're not starting with a laptop or a PC, they're going straight to mobile.
And they're doing that for cost reasons or because they like the features that these devices have?
It's a combination of the two. I mean, it's a simple fact that you can buy an Android smartphone for around $100, whereas the cheapest laptop will be maybe $200 or $300.
At least.
Also, there's the convenience factor. You can do most of what you want from a computer with a small device, wherever you happen to be. So for a lot of people, that's easier.
And this trend is not new, but there is something new, and I wonder what it did, and that is Windows 8. Has that accelerated this trend away from PCs?
Previously, when we've had new issues of Windows, people have gone out and bought a new PC because it's loaded with the latest Windows. This time round, it doesn't seem to have happened. And that's a lot to do with the radical change in the design of Windows 8. It's optimized to be used on tablets.
Right.
So people who buy a Windows 8 computer, they're going to have to learn a new operating system, essentially, or one that's a big difference. So for many people, they say, well, actually, I was thinking of getting out of PCs and Windows altogether. This is my moment to do it because it's complicated. So for Microsoft, these figures are really rather worrying.
The BBC's technology correspondent, Mark Gregory in London. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Well, the Swiss drug maker Roche raised its outlook this morning thanks to strong sales of Tamiflu and some new cancer drugs. Meanwhile, Massachusetts-based Biogen IDEC is hoping its new multiple sclerosis drug, Tecfidera, will eventually make up the hundreds of millions of dollars it costs to develop, at least before some generic comes along and copies it. I sat down with CEO George Skangos and asked him about that.
There are statistics that, you know, not only do most drugs fail, most drugs that succeed and get approved actually don't pay back their investment. Hmm. And so I think those drugs that do pay back their investment are what keep the industry going. And I think the issue of drug prices is the wrong focus. It is not drug prices that are driving up healthcare costs. If you were to completely wipe out the profits of the pharmaceutical biotech industry, I think that's about 2% of all healthcare costs. Hmm. So it's an easy focus because it's obvious, it's out there. I think it diverts attention from the much more complex, much more important problems that are actually the drivers of healthcare costs.
Do you take a position on Obamacare?
Look, I think Obamacare is a good attempt to control healthcare costs. I think that in a country like the U.S., everybody should have healthcare. It's too rich a country to let people go without healthcare. There are some aspects of Obamacare I would have done differently, but nevertheless, I think we have a responsibility to make sure that all of our citizens have adequate healthcare.
What is the future for a company like Biogen IDEC? Is it about emerging markets or is it about creating just a constant flow of new drugs that you can market first in developed countries?
Yes. Our future is in the development of innovative new drugs. We are a leader in the treatment of multiple sclerosis. We have interesting new drugs coming forward for hemophilia. Those are based on innovative science that has been done at this company over the years. The fundamental basis of our success is world-class science and medicine. We will continue to do that as we go forward. And, you know, our goal is to bring better and better drugs forward.
That's part of my interview with Biogen IDEX CEO George Scangos. More is coming later this morning on Marketplace.org. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher again this morning in overseas trading, up 0.3% in Hong Kong, 0.5% right now in Frankfurt. Another record-breaking day for the Dow on Wall Street yesterday. It jumped 128 points to close at 14,802.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
It is home buying season in Phoenix, but buying a home there right now is not easy. The median price is up nearly 40% from the same time last year, which has some analysts talking about a new real estate bubble. Peter O'Dowd reports.
Realtor Brad Bowen stands outside a five-bedroom house. He's about to close the deal for his clients, but he won't describe it because a competitor might hear this story.
I mean, somebody could pull up right now, walk in, like it, go back to the office with their realtor, write up a cash offer, and probably out of luck.
Bowen's clients have been looking for a house this good for a year. The area's housing stock is in short supply. Bidding wars are driving up prices. Buyers are worried about getting priced out of the market.
If they like it, it's not think about it 24 hours. It's write an offer right now. Think about it later during the inspection period.
But wait, haven't we done this before?
I could think of 8 reasons why it's not a bubble.
Arizona State University's Michael Orr says, first, unlike 2005, people are actually living in the homes they're buying. Second, there aren't enough construction workers to build new houses, so oversupply won't be a problem for a while. Third,
in the last bubble, we had availability of loans to almost anybody who could breathe.
So yeah, finding a house to buy is tough, but Orr says it's not time to go on bubble watch just yet. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
And finally, to some worrying new findings from the Erie Insurance Group. The company says forget electronic devices. Daydreaming while driving is 5 times as dangerous, which I guess means we are all in big trouble. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.